and out. Hard up times seems to describe every day of mine, every luck of the draw, every roll of the dice.
Change the Tune is the name of that song. It's from the album Two by The Lark and the Loon. Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke in for Lori Walsh. Their name comes from the state birds of their respective states of birth. The Lark and the Loon are a songwriting duo made up of husband and wife Jeff Rolfson and Rocky Steen Rolfson. Rocky lived in Spearfish for much of her life, but the two now call the Ozarks of Arkansas home. They're here in South Dakota for a few shows, and this morning we have them in our South Dakota Community Foundation studio in Rapid City for A Moment in Sound. Rocky and Jeff, The Lark and the Loon, welcome back to In the Moment.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much for having us back, Steve.
It's great to have you here. Now, we should let people know right off the bat, you have shows tonight at Minor Brewing Company in Hill City, and then tomorrow at Spearfish Creek Wine Bar in Spearfish. Would you like to jump into a song right away and begin that way?
Sure, that sounds great.
Yeah, go ahead and let us know what you have, and go ahead and set it up if you'd like.
Sure. This is a song off our new album called Pack Your Suitcase.
Pack your suitcase, your ragged coat. You know that I don't mind the weather. I'm light as a feather. I'm tumbling down the road.
Well, no need for diamonds or pretty bows. Just a pack on my back, oh, it suits me better. I'm light as a feather, tumbling down the road.
Whenever I try to settle down, the wind blows through my window. Up and carries me right out my front door. Gonna travel on, you can tag along. We'll be two bonny vagabonds. That is a feather tumbling down the road.
Well, you can give me asphalt or cobblestones. You know, I don't mind, just don't you take me home. Cause I'm that as a feather tumbling down the road.
Well, that high society never been kind to me. I tried it out, but I live more honestly. Not as a feather tumbling down the road.
Whenever I try to settle down, the wind blows through my window, picks me up and carries me right out my front door. Gonna travel on, you can tag along. We'll be two bonny vagabonds. Let every feather tumbling down the road.
Incredible. That's The Lark and the Loon from a Rapid City studio, Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. Jeff, how are things going? How has the tour, how has traveling been to this point?
It's been great. I think we've been out about 2 weeks now. And so we just got done with kind of the first big wave, which is the leaving of the Ozarks. We call that kind of the long journey, getting out of the Midwest, getting out of the mountains there into the next set of hills, I guess.
Yeah, I've been following on your Facebook site, too. It sounds like you're soaking up some of the sights. I noticed, Jeff, that you took in Devil's Tower for the first time.
Yeah, it was amazing because, you know, Rocky grew up out here, and so it's still astonishing to her, I believe, but I have never seen it before, so she's told me all these amazing stories about it and talked about how beautiful it is, and I just think it's such an iconic Western landmark, and I've just never seen it before. And so we had to make a stop there this time around. I think we've tried to make it there at least like 3 or 4 times. And this time around, I was really adamant. I was like, we have to take time to go to Devil's Tower. So if you've never seen it, I would recommend going to check it out. It was amazing.
Absolutely. Good for you. Now, you have 3 dates in South Dakota on your calendar. You played last night. Is that out of convenience, or is there something about the Black Hills that connects with the Lark and the Loon other than your background here in South Dakota, Rocky?
Well, the Black Hills are absolutely magnificently beautiful, and that's something, it's a place that I've grown to appreciate more and more as I've gotten older. I didn't realize I grew up in paradise, literally. So we actually do really enjoy spending time out here, but we also enjoy all the folks out here. A lot of really fun people, have a lot of good friends out here who I get to spend time with, even though we don't get a whole lot of time out here. But it is a very central place when we're playing out in the Pacific Northwest, so we'll jet up here and then head out to the West Coast. So it is convenient, but we also do really enjoy coming out here. It's quite the treat.
Yeah, it's kind of appropriate. We're talking about travel, too, because at the outset, your first song, a little bit about packing the suitcase, traveling, and hitting the road. I love that song. It reminded me a little bit of Leon Redbone, but with much more palatable vocals. Very nice.
We love Leon Redbone. We're so sad to hear about his passing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But his music will forever live on.
Absolutely. You have a fun song called Change Our Tune, and you have a very cool animated video for which an award has been won. Tell us about the concept for the video and fill us in on the award that you won for that.
Sure. It's actually won, I think, 3 awards at this point.
Oh, cool.
And it started off as a project that we've kind of been continuing on. Every time we put out a record, we'll make an animation. And so the first 2 records that we put out, we had other animators do it. And this time around, I don't know why I thought I could do this, but I thought I could just animate it on my own. And Rocky encouraged me. She's like, you'd figure this out. Animation's not that complicated. And little did I know, it's very, very difficult. And so I spent about 10 days in front of the fire, just sitting at the computer, grinding away at it. I must have spent like 100 hours in like a 10-day span just cranking out this video. And it was my first foray into seriously trying to animate something. And Rock helped direct it with me a little bit. But it's been kind of a fun little pet project for us. We put it out into a few film festivals, and it's won some awards out in California, I think specifically in Los Angeles. And it's been screened in a couple of different places, mostly in the United States.
Jeff is being quite humble. He did a very great job on the animation. So even if you don't like the song, you should check out his artwork.
Oh, absolutely. I really enjoy it. It reminded me a little bit of watching like the old Betty Boop cartoons.
We love those old cartoons.
Yeah, you did a fabulous job with that, Jeff. Congratulations on the awards.
You.
Yeah, very, very nice. I saw something in the store on your website that I thought was very unique, so I thought I'd bring it up this morning, and that's the discography in a bottle. Explain.
Oh, sure. Well, we have this thing. The music industry is always evolving, as you know, in the world of radio.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of artists will sell download cards to people. I'm sure you've seen that before,
right,
and
right.
They'll charge you like $10 to buy a download card. And I've always kind of had a resistance to that because I don't like the idea of selling something to someone and then having them go home and do a bunch of work because those codes are like usually like 30 characters long. You have to sit down and type it out. And so Rock and I were like, how can we get something that we can sell to somebody that's a digital discography and we just hand it to them, purchase is completed, and they just walk away and it's done. And so we found these little USB jump drives with a little cork in it, and they fit in these really pretty glass bottles. And we had someone print our band name on it. And so we sell them just as a USB drive, and all of our music is on there in MP3 format, and there's like a little note inside so you can email us if there's any problems. They've been really nice. I think people really like them.
You just put them in your pocket and head out and enjoy the rest of your night.
Right.
I appreciate your creativity that is from outside of your music, you know, some of the art and things that you're involved in. It's very cool. Again, we're talking with Rocky Steen-Rolfson and Jeff Rolfson. They are the Lark and the Loon. They perform tonight at Minor Brewing Company in Hill City and tomorrow at Spearfish Creek Wine Bar in Spearfish. Talking about your discography, let's hear another something from that discography. What would you like to play next here on In a Moment?
Sure, we'll switch to a minor key for you. We'll do a little song called Eye of the Storm.
Marks in a tree, honey, the way that you walk with me, walking around, thinking we were somebody else. Break a leg, knock 'em dead, do everything the director said, walking around, thinking we were somebody else.
Well, you know
sticks and stones
that I
can break my bones, the
blades
can't cut my hair,
fair. And you can draw me up
before you bury me,
but you won't see me there.
A brush to put the powder on, flowers are intertwined.
But if I find a way out,
hold on, you better make sure that it's mine.
Don't give in.
Do everything that you can to win.
The folks out there thinking we were somebody else.
Dim the lights, take a bow. Nobody cares about you now.
They were just there thinking we were somebody else.
Well, you know
sticks and stones
that I
can break my bones.
A blade can cut my hair.
And you can draw
me up before you bury me.
But you won't see me there.
And there are
a brush to put the powder on.
Flowers
intertwined.
But if I find a way out,
honey, you better make sure that it's mine.
Live
and if
and let live
talk away.
Oh, and I'll give all I've
air.
Got to give.
You might feel secure
living in the eye of the storm,
but I wouldn't do it now if I'm somebody else.
Eye of the Storm, the Lark and the Loon here, a moment in sound on In the Moment from SDPV Radio. Rocky Steen-Rolfson and Jeff Rolfson are the Lark and the Loon. Thank you so much for that. That, again, a great tune.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much.
We are big fans here at SDPV Radio. Tell me how you met.
Well, we met in Minneapolis. Rocky had moved out there and was out there for a couple of years, and I had, you know, grew up out there. And so we were sort of circling each other in the music scene as songwriters, and our friends were telling us we had to meet each other for, I don't know, at least a year, probably.
Forever.
And so we met Halloween night of 2012, and And then we were married in April of 2013. It was a pretty quick meeting there.
Nice. How has your music affected? How has your music been affected by your union? Did either of you make a lot of changes to what you were already doing musically, or not really?
Well, we played a very similar style of music when we first met. In fact, we were covering some of the same songs, some of the same bluegrass treads. So when we met, it was a lot of fun being able to sing and harmonize together and know the same songs. So we definitely bonded over the old traditional folk music that many people know. And from there, we evolved our sound together, I'd say, where we started to take more of a pre-war blues direction, mm-hmm. and old jazz style of writing in particular. Would you say that's about accurate?
Yeah, I think the focus of duets in that style of music really affected us a lot. You know, the new record is heavily influenced by the Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald duets that they did with Verve.
We both have a fondness for old records. We definitely bonded over the lovely old recordings that so many people put out back in the day.
You have a pretty big vinyl collection at home?
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't have a very good internet connection, so the vinyl is a lifesaver out there.
One of the questions I have for you, there are so many artists from the Corn Belt. Actually, would you consider Arkansas the Corn Belt or Tornado Alley?
Just south of the Corn Belt.
Okay.
It's the Ozarks, and the main reason it's not part of the Corn Belt is probably because you can't really grow anything down there. The ground is horribly rocky. Our soil is so bad. Our garden is just atrocious.
Oh. People garden, but they have to put a lot of elbow grease into it.
Yeah.
And used raised beds. You don't get that nice, fertile Midwestern soil that you get in these parts.
Well, and where I was going, there are a lot of artists from this region that perform in folk roots or Americana-type music, and they've established a relationship with fans and venues in Europe. And I know you've been there. There must be a lot of sharing among artists with respect to who to contact, where to play, where to stay in building these relationships overseas. Is that basically how it works for you too?
Kind of, yeah. We've worked with promoters and booking agents the two times that we've gone over to Europe. And there's like a connotation with having an American artist come over. There's a lot of work that's involved, but the audiences tend to be very receptive of it. I think one of the weirdest things about going over there, especially when we went to Germany just last winter, is that blues music is seen as a high art there. Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, how we sort of hold up classical music or jazz over here, that's blues music over there in a lot of different venues. And so our music over there isn't like a singer-songwriter, kind of an independent focus. It's like a high art. And that was kind of a strange adjustment. And so because of that, the community sort of shifts, and you have to shift the way that you focus on playing in European venues a little bit. And the audience reception of it is, of course, completely different. People are a little bit more stiff in their chairs because they're really attentive to what you're doing, and they're hanging on every note that you're playing because it's this really fancy art over there. It's a really fun place to play.
And usually when it comes to lodging, the bars will supply a place for you to stay. Most of the pubs have a room for touring bands above the bar. So one night when we played in Ireland, it was just us and the bar dog in the bar at night after the bar closed. So people are pretty cool about giving us accommodations when we're overseas.
That's very interesting. We have time for one more song. Go ahead and set it up if you would.
Sure. This is going to be a song also off the new record called Take the Stairs.
Trees that line the sleepless city streets, illuminate an essence that sets my mind at ease with the coming of the spring. And oh, how I feel such delight as I ponder this wondrous night. I think I'm gonna take a trip up top, the city I adore.
The courtyard was full and bright, decorated with strings of fancy lights, but I was looking skyward to the velvety clouds lit up by the billboard signs. So I left without a trace, captivated by the spring and the cityscape. I think I'm gonna take a trip up top to see the city I adore. We'll take the stairs, elevator's fine.
Elevator's fine.
Gonna get up to the highest flight.
Highest
where you can't hear a passerby. Just blue sky and skyline. And a little bird with a song to sing. He's ringing out his songs of spring. Builds its nest where a baby bird can take its rest in the safety of the steeples, the tower above, future artifacts. Sunrise engulfs the park below in luminous shades of silver and gold. But I'm so happy I took the stairs to see the city I adore, to see the city I call home.
Take the Stairs, it's the Lark and the Loon, Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. Jeff and Rocky, this has been so much fun. I wish we had more time, but thank you so much for revisiting us, and I really hope we can do this again.
Thank you so much for having us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome. Again, the Lark and the Loon tonight at Minor Brewing Company in Hill City, and then on Saturday at Spearfish Creek Wine Bar in Spearfish.